I'm so grateful to learn or to have learned that it's so wonderful to know that heaven is within us. It is what we are all seeking: peace, contentment, joy, good health, love. It's already within us. To think that this already exists within everyone, but only our habits of wrong thinking block our view in seeing what gracious gift of goodness God has already given all of us. The Bible tells us that in Matthew, for example, Matthew 6, it says that we cannot serve two masters, God and Mammon, at the same time. We are to choose and walk on that narrow way, stay in that secret place, and let God's love shelter us. We do not make heaven with our thinking, but how glorious that we can feel ourselves in heaven when we change our wrong thinking of selfishness, resentfulness, revengefulness, self-righteousness, which only block our view, so that our view can be clear enough for us to see the heaven that we all seek awaiting us. I cannot thank God enough for all the workers who have kept this truth going, so that our brothers and sisters elsewhere, everywhere really, can also feel the same and have the same view awakened in them. I'm so grateful for Christ Jesus' example. He showed us how connected in one union he was with God all the time, everywhere he went. Mrs. Eddy, for allowing this, or being so pure in thought that this truth for the world can come through her and bless us all. I'm so grateful for those working currently and actually living this truth, that our example might bless others. So grateful for all the testimonies, the hymns, the readings again. And I'm so grateful to be here tonight. Thank you.